Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, this hour, we play tunes from artists appearing at this year's Nashville Boogie, happening May 12th through the 15th. We also chat with festival owner Jason Galaz later in the program. We're going to hear tunes from Dale Watson, Reverend Horton Heat, a brand new tune from Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys, the Blasters, Chris Isaac, Levi Dexter, Rosie Flores, and so much more. Let's kick it off with a rock and roll Hall of Famer and the Queen of Rockabilly, Wanda Jackson, and the appropriately titled Let's Have a Party on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Everybody, I'm Dale Watson. You're listening to Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Hope your wheels keep on rolling and your bandy stays on tight. Hope the wind is at your back and there ain't a bear in sight. Hope your load is on the money and you get some sleep tonight. Good luck, good trucking tonight. Hope the chicken coops are closed and you can ride without a care. Hope the toll booths are broke and you ain't got to pay no fare. Hope your coffee stays real hot in your favorite place you can grab a bite. Good luck, good trucking tonight. Hope your rig runs like a top and your engine keeps it cool. Your bridge is all a 16.5 and your road is straight and smooth. Hope you quit when you want to quit. Hope you ride when you want to ride. Good luck, good trucking tonight. DOT, he lets you be, he doesn't shake you down. Hope your detour's a detour, you can bypass every town. Hope the rain stays out of your way and the four-wheel traffic's light. Good luck, good trucking tonight. Hope your run ain't Ohio, Louisiana's I-10. But if it is, I tell you, friend, you might best take it slow. Hope the logbooks are logged and the good Lord treats you right. Good luck, good trucking tonight. Hope your rig runs like a top and your engine keeps it cool. Hope your bridge is all a 16.5 and your road is straight and smooth. Hope you quit when you want to quit. Hope you ride when you want to ride. Good luck, good trucking tonight. I hope you quit when you want to quit. Hope you ride when you want to ride. Good luck, good trucking tonight.
That's Dale Watson with Good Luck and Good Truckin' Tonight. It's from his Truckin' Sessions, volume 1 of 3 that he's released. He'll be playing at the Nashville Palace as part of Nashville Boogie. If you want to see the full lineup, it's at nashvilleboogie.com. All of the lineup, all of the artists, all of the info is there. Now, we're featuring artists appearing at the event May 12th through the 15th. Slim Jim Phantom of the Stray Cats will be there playing a set that you don't want to miss. Now let's hear a Stray Cats tune. It's a cover of a song Sonny Curtis wrote and recorded first with his band The Crickets before becoming a hit for others later. Here's the Stray Cats with their cover of I Fought the Law.
Mexicali Rose, please stop your crying. Well, I'm coming back again some sunny day. You know, dear, every hour I'm pining, every hour those tears will come my way. Well, cry your big brown eyes with a smile, dear. Good.
You know, dear, every hour I'm pining. Every hour those tears will come my way. Let me dry your big brown eyes with a smile, dear. Honey stars in heaven, please don't cry. Kiss me once again.
Been inducted into the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum and heard in the cult classic Pulp Fiction. He is guitar legend Dick Dale, and he's coming to the Nashville Palace Friday, May 27th at 8 p.m. Doors opening at 7 p.m. For more information, go to muddyrootsmusic.com. Also, come meet some of the team from WXNA 101.5 FM Nashville, and don't miss your chance to see guitar legend Dick Dale live in Nashville. We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and we're featuring artists all hour long that are performing at this year's Nashville Boogie, May 12th through the 15th in Nashville, Tennessee. We just heard Deke Dickerson's cover of the classic Mexicali Rose. Now let's get back into the music with an artist I had on the show about 2 months ago from the album Laughing and Crying with the Reverend Orton Eat. It's Please Don't Take the Baby to the Liquor Store.
Howdy, cats and kittens. This is Jim Heath, a.k.a. the Reverend Orton Eat, and you're rocking and rolling with Jim and James Riley.
That's Dibs Preston and the Detonators with Quit This Big Old Town. Now, you may have heard me play Robert Gordon's cover of that in the past. It's a tune Dibs wrote. We'll likely hear it during his set at Nashville Boogie. Guitarist Eddie Angel from Los Straitjackets and Planet Rockers, who we'll also hear from in just a bit, will be playing with Dibs during his set, making that another can't-miss set. Actually, all of these seem to be a can't-miss set, aren't they? How about something brand new? This is from a vinyl 45 from Ruby Records. This 45 will be made available beginning at Viva Las Vegas coming up. It's an artist that's playing there as well. With the tune Fine, Fine, Super Fine, it's Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys.
Hi, this is Big Sandy of Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Kissing senoritas got a lot of old flames. I stole a share of honey from a hive of honeybees, but now I find the one who really loves me. I used to have a missus I met in Cherry Hill. I caught her sneaking kisses in my buddy's Cupid Bill. Now I hear they're married with our kids in Tennessee, but now I find that one who really loves me. Well, she's a fine, fine, super fine. Oh yeah, she's a fine, fine, super fine. Let me tell you, I got a little lucky. I can't believe she's mine. She's fine, fine, super fine. I used to date a doctor, used to date a nurse. I dated a mortician, tried to put me in the hearse. Lost a lot of lovelies who were out of their tree, but now I find that one who really loves me. She's a fine, fine, super fine. Oh yeah, she's a fine, fine, super fine. Let me tell you, I got a little lucky. I can't believe she's mine. She's a fine, fine. Always been in lucky with girls from A to Z, but now I find the one who really loves me. She's a fine, fine, super fine. Oh yeah, she's a fine, fine, super fine. Let me tell you, I got a little lucky. I can't believe she's mine. She's a fine, fine, super fine.
What you gonna do when your baby says goodbye? What you gonna do when your baby says goodbye? What you gonna do when she says goodbye? You gonna hang your head and I cry, cry, cry. All right, all right, all right. Baby walks out the door. What you gonna do when your baby walks out the door? What you gonna do? Gonna walk the floor and mess her up and kiss him forevermore. All right, all right, all right. Now what you gonna do when your baby says goodbye? What you gonna do when your baby says goodbye? What you gonna do when she says goodbye? You gonna hang your head and I cry, cry, cry. All right, all right, all right.
It's the second annual Nashville Boogie Vintage Weekender.
It's a Nashville Boogie, boogie to the break of dawn.
May 12th through the 15th at the Opryland Hotel in Nashville Palace. In Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. Musical guests include Reverend Horton Heat, the Queen of Rockabilly, Wanda Jackson, the Blasters, Hokie LaFarge, and over 30 more artists including Dale Watson, James Infill, Slim Jam Phantom, Dibs Preston, Levi Dexter, the Planet Rockers, Marcel Pontempi, Big Sandy and his Flyride Boys, the Go-Getters, Rosie Flores, Woody Pines, Hillbilly Casino, Chris Casello, and lots more. And don't forget the Western Roundup Fashion Show by Riley Reed, the Pinup Pageant by Bernie Dexter, and the Indoor Pre-1972 Car Show, and the Sunday Night Grand Finale Party at the Grand Ole Opry featuring Chris Isaac. It's the Nashville Boogie Vintage Weekender. For tickets and information, go to NashvilleBoogie.com, and we'll see y'all here. Hey, you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard the Planet Rockers with What You Gonna Do. James Infield before that with his cover of Modern Don Juan. Now, we're featuring artists performing at this year's Nashville Boogie. We've got festival owner Jason Galaz on the phone. But first, let's hear from the Blasters. Yes, they'll be at the festival as well. It's their hit, Marie Marie.
Marie Marie. On the back porch, I sit in my car while she sings so sad. Marie Marie, Marie Marie, it's so lonely in these farmlands. Please come with me to the bright lights downtown. Marie Marie, I said, a pretty girl, don't
Hey, it's Jam and James Riley on the phone. We're excited to have Mr. Jason Galaz from Nashville Boogie. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
It's cool to have you. I can't believe it's been a year since we did this, but man, excited to see what's happening with Nashville Boogie. Well, let's go back a couple of years. You won an Ameripolitan Award in the festival category for Muddy Roots. And last year, the first year you did Nashville Boogie, and then you get nominated first year out for Nashville Boogie for Ameripolitan Awards this year, which is really cool. And of course, just bringing more attention to all this great music out there.
It is. I'm happy to see it growing in different areas and different groups with, you know, different labels on it. It's all about the music, first and foremost. So I'm glad to see that these support systems are popping up around the world.
That's cool. Well, you're definitely someone that pays attention and gives respect to other festivals as well. It seems to me that it's a bit of a key to your success, too, because you pay attention to your surroundings. You're respectful of that. Certainly the way you have approached Nashville and Nashville Boogie, and people have responded, man. They love it.
Yeah, we're one of those, since we're fans of the music first and foremost, I mean, we've never done this for money. It'd be great if, you know, one day we can make a solid living off of it. But since we're fans of the music, the focus has always been to get more fans to the bands that we believe are the best in the world, way better than anything on the radio. So anytime there's any other events that are similar to ours, you know, unless the promoter's like a jerk, we'll just straight out promote them best we can. Whether we hand out their flyers or share the flyers online for them, or, you know, buy and sell each other advertisements. That's just part of our Muddy Roots ethos.
One of the things that always strike me about you and just seeing the kind of posts, it really kind of just keys into what you talked about. You're a fan of the music and you're excited about that. You're excited when these artists do well and just feel like it's been a privilege to be a part of their success. And that definitely shines through in what you do, something I've noticed.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's definitely true.
The roster this year is just absolutely stellar. I mean, you had a very successful debut in 2015, and man, you just blew it out of the water with this this lineup here. Were there certain artists that you targeted, or did it just kind of happen naturally?
Well, we definitely, just with the Muddy Roots name, we already have a good rapport with bands, so we get a lot that submit. And that event itself made such a big splash that we got kind of overloaded, which was great to have so much support from the bands and attention from them. And then, of course, there were just a few that were like, you know, we've got to have these guys.
Yeah.
Trying to pull together people from different pockets of music around the world. So pulling some people like Sky Baker from Australia and Ming Marcel from Germany and the Dole Brothers from UK, and, you know, bring out some West Coast cats and just mix it all up. That was really part of our goal, is to kind of have an all-inclusive type lineup, and we'll try for that each year.
Reverend Horton Heat and Wanda Jackson, The Blasters, Unknown Henson, Levi Dexter, Dale Watson. I mean, it goes down the list. And, man, Chris Isaak, kudos to you for scoring Chris Isaak. That's huge at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, thanks, man. I got to tell you, it truly is an honor just to be allowed to work with that stage, you know, the most prestigious stage in country music history. And so just to be able to go through the approval process and then trust us with their brand name, it made it possible so that we can get someone like Chris Isaak. And, you know, we're hoping to build on that each year to bring in something cool and not something that's just kind of like what you might expect. You know, all of our events are never about one specific genre. They might be honed in on one, like, you know, Boogie's kind of very rockabilly centric, but it's also country, western swing, and any bands inspired from. And so someone like Chris Isaak is obviously inspired by all of those. And the fact you can even look him up on YouTube, you know, a lot of people just know him from his 90s. And it's like, man, look him up. He used to play car shows just like everybody else, you know, in 1980.
Oh, sure. I don't necessarily see him playing a whole lot of festivals and stuff. And I know he's excited to come here to Nashville. Has a long history. In fact, I spent a lot of time recording and writing for this last record here in Nashville. And so this is perfect.
Troubled times, but I think of you. On my own, but I'm always true, true to you. Angry words, but I never meant it. Wrote that letter, but I never sent it. And I keep hanging on. Up or down. Don't ever doubt me. I keep hanging on.
Deluxe edition of his latest First Comes the Night. That's Nashville Boogie headliner Chris Isaak. And we're talking with festival owner Jason Galaz about the upcoming Nashville Boogie, and in particular, the Sunday evening closer with Chris Isaak. And Woody Pines, the Muddy Roots artist, opening up for him on that day as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a great experience. Woody really is the best choice to open for him, especially on that stage here in Nashville, because he's already living in East Nashville. He's also on our record label, so we're happy to promote him. And he actually recorded the Nashville Boogie song for us last year, which you might have heard if you received our record playing postcard in the mail this time a year ago. That's Woody Pines, and so we're just happy for him that he's able to do that, to get in front of 4,000 people.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic.
That'd be great.
What challenges did you see last year? What was it like, the experience of putting this on an event in Nashville that got you prepared for this year?
Well, and that's one thing we're pretty well used to, because we host festivals all across the U.S. and Europe, and now in Brazil. So we're used to each event having its own challenges, its own pros and cons, and then always being able to roll with the punches. And so we never really get kind of surprised when something comes up. I'm quite good at that, actually. But so like this our first year, some of our challenges were the fact, I mean, it's a massive venue. It's 2,800 rooms. And so it's so large that some people were just straight out getting lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask me, where am I? I'm by a waterfall. Well, that doesn't help me. There's like three waterfalls.
Exactly.
Inside in, one of the areas. And then, of course, it being such a large company that owns it, it's a resort. So they have resort pricing. Beers on site at operating can be a little expensive. That's not something we're thrilled about. It's something we brought up as a concern in our board meeting with the venue. But we were able to pick up some beer sponsors. And so to solve that, if you head over to the National Palace, where we have music all week long, there'll be $2 PBRs. And Miller High Life is coming on, and they're working with the venue trying to get their beer prices down for that. So that was one problem that we're working on, and it looks like we found a solution. We have to keep that in place, things like that.
It's just a fantastic event. May 12th through the 15th, NashvilleBoogie.com has the entire lineup. Trust me, the lineup is unbelievable. There's so many headliners that you have on here. It's kind of mind-blowing. So kudos to you for just making an incredible event for this. Taking one that was already nominated for an award and making it even better for this year, which is really cool. So
yeah, we had such a great response the first year that we felt comfortable putting all our muscle into this year's lineup and really just kind of going all out to make it a choice, but an international choice. We're not a local event, we're an international event.
Yeah, like you say, artists coming from all over the world. Do you have a request from looking at your vast lineup here? Is there somebody you'd like to hear?
Well, most of the bands I've seen, because I love them.
Yeah.
But obviously the ones that haven't played here before, like Marcel Bontempi, he hasn't played the U.S., and it's his only U.S. performance. So people like that, I'm hoping I can sneak away and catch at least 20 minutes, before I have to, the radio starts buzzing, I have to go haul off again somewhere.
Well, I tell you, that's the only problem. It's like, oh my goodness, you're definitely going to get in shape, because you're going to be running back and forth just seeing some fantastic shows. So, man, thanks so much for being on here. We're excited to play artists playing at Nashville Boogie for the entire show here.
Shack back, take a big step forward and a step back. Roll your hair and start a shout. Roll your eyes and cry out loud. I said, shack back, come on with me and do the shack back. Shack back, just jump and shout and do the shack back. Shack back, take a big step forward and step back. Roll your eyes and try out loud. I said, shack back, come on with me and do the shack back. Yeah! Step forward and step back. Pull your head.
comes to fashion designs from the golden 50s era of rockabilly, nobody does it like Tokyo's The King, featuring shirts, shoes, jackets, accessories, and more. And the only place to find a suit and dream flap shoes in collaboration with neo-rockabilly legend Levi Dexter, and a selection of dresses from Bernie Dexter. If you're a fan of Elvis and rockabilly style clothing, check out The King. Go to the-king.jp. Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, roots, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, we just heard Shag Rag by Marcel Bontempi a bit ago. He'll be at Nashville Boogie, as well as all of the artists on the show this week. Now, we talked a moment ago about Woody Pines with Jason Galaz, the head of Nashville Boogie, Muddy Roots Festival, and Muddy Roots Records. Let's hear a tune from Woody's latest project, his self-titled project. This is Walkin' Stick.
Without my walking stick, I would go insane. I won't look my best, I feel undressed without my walking cane. Without my walking stick, I would go insane. I will not be caught outdoors without my cane. If I was ever outdoors without my walking stick, it would be something that I can't explain. The only thing that makes me glad, heart of Lover's Lane, I will not be cut outdoors without my cane. If I was ever outdoors without my walking stick, it would be something that I can't explain. The only thing that makes me glad, on a lover's lane, I will not be cut outdoors without my cane. Insane. I won't look my best, I feel undressed without my walking cane. Without my walking stick, cause it might rain. I will not be caught outdoors without my cane. If I was ever outdoors without my walking stick, it would be something that I can't explain. The only thing that makes me glad, heart of Lover's Lane, will not be caught outdoors without my cane.
Hey, this is Levi Dexter, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley. Tune in and rock out.
She's my jitter bop, baby, jitter bop, jitter bop. My jitter bop, baby, jitter bop, jitter bop. My jitter bop, baby. We're gonna dance tonight. Well, I got the swinginest girl in the world. When it comes to rocking, she's the rockin'est girl. Flip top socks, Ivy League shoes. When she starts dancing, man, I lose my blues. She's my jitterbop, baby, jitterbop, jitterbop. Jitterbop, baby, jitterbop, jitterbop. My jitterbop, baby. We're gonna dance tonight.
tonight's the night. She's my jitterbop, baby, jitterbop, jitterbop. Jitterbop, baby, jitterbop, jitterbop. My jitterbop, baby, we're gonna dance tonight. Jitterbop.
As the Rockabilly Philly two-time Ameripolitan Award winner Rosie Flores in the tune Wrong Side of His Heart. Before that, Levi Dexter and the Ripcords going back to the early 80s with Jitterbop Baby. And yes, Levi Dexter will be at Nashville Boogie along with his lovely wife Bernie Dexter. We're featuring artists this hour. All of them are going to be at Nashville Boogie. The second annual NashvilleBoogie.com. Hey, you can also find us online. It's RockabillyandBlues.com. That's Rockabilly, the letter N, Blues.com. While you're there, look for the tab that says Favorite Chuck Berry Song Countdown. Click on that. Let us know your favorite one. We'll count down the top 10 of your favorites later on in the year. You can also send us an email with your comments and requests and find us on Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff. Now let's get back into the music of artists appearing at Nashville Boogie. Classic Sun Records recording duo Alton and Jimmy will be there. You may remember the Cactus Blossoms recently covering their tune No More Crying the Blues. Let's hear another great classic from them. We're going back to 1959 for the tune I Just Don't Know.
Hello, this is Alton Lott of Alton and Jimmy. I'm listening to my favorite hour of great music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
I just don't know why I love you so. I can't understand why you always say no. I can't explain this feeling I get. I've had it ever since we met. I just don't know.
down at Benny's on a Saturday night when some blew out a fuse and left the room without light. The man who played piano wasn't put out. Zip, he stamped his feet, rocked the beat and started to shout. Now what did he say? Well, what did he say? Said the only thing a fella can say, hey, hey, play the Kiss Buck Boogie. Hold the Kiss Buck Boogie. Hold the Kiss Buck Boogie. Kiss your baby all the night long. The bride and groom looked so happy as he walked down the aisle. She wore a gleam in her eye and he was wearing a smile. She put a wedding ring of gold on her hand. When the knob was tied, he stamped his feet and said to the band, now what did he say? Well, what did he say? He said the only thing a fella can say, hey, hey, play the Kissin' Bug Boogie. Hold the Kissin' Bug Boogie. Well, the Kissin' Bug Boogie kissed your baby all the night long. There's a sweet certain party that you want to romance. Make sure the places that you take her is a place you can dance. You never have to wait to kiss her goodnight. Walk up hand in hand and greet the band and say something bright. Now what do you say? Well, what do you say? You say the only thing a feller can say, hey, hey, play the Kissin' Bug Boogie. Oh, the Kissin' Bug Boogie. Oh, the Kissin' Bug Boogie. Kiss your baby all the night long. Kiss your baby all the night long.
Well, red means stop and hammer slow. Green means that I gotta go, go, go tonight. You better hold on tight. Well, you better step on the gas and don't be slow. Going to a hot rod rodeo.
That's the Go-Getters from Sweden with Hot Rod Rodeo. We also heard the Dole Brothers from the UK in Kissin' Bug Boogie. Now, all the artists this hour are part of an international fair coming to Nashville Boogie. Artists from all over the world. NashvilleBoogie.com, May 12th through the 15th. Actually, right now, we're also hearing Chris Casello and the tune Chris's Guitar Boogie. He'll be at the festival as well. Now, stay tuned for more great music and interviews in episodes to come. Until then, it's Jammin' James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.